Okay, let's see if it's possible to learn the dinim of Hosea Kafran in half a shiur instead of a week's worth of shiur. Basically, this sugya that we're going to learn, which is Hefti Yamid, the main inyan here, of course, is the shaila. If someone lies about something and he tries to get away with lying about it, and he's caught, whether he can say a second time on the same thing. There are two sugyas about this. One is these few lines, Ravavo and Rava, at the bottom of Tezayin Amid Beis. And from here it comes out one way. And then we have the sugya in Yitzayin Amid Aleph, which appears to come out a different way. And that's really what the tumbling about is. Let's just see if we can understand the two Gemaras and see what comes out. Rava said, four lines on the bottom of Tezayin Amid Beis, he said as a Pashtus, he said, Mishum Dehose Kafran Chad Zimna Sulai Parak Lau. Rava said that because he lied once, he's not going to pay again. So what does Rava hold? That if a person's caught lying once, Rav Dafki is going to lie the next time. That's what Rava is saying. Now, you might tell me that it's such a pashta svara, if he's caught lying once, maybe he will lie, maybe he should be chayshish to lie again. So we have to see the bottom taisvis, Mishum Hosea Kafran Sulai Parah Klal. Just understand Rava. Rava said that Hosea Kafran is neman the second time that he paid. So Tais says why. Avagav darmino lekaman Hosea Kafran lo isi mamin. Hocha did not fall shani. Tais says here the shtar fell. The shtar was lost. A lost shtar is a raya that it was paid. So why do we come away from the Gemara with the bottom taisvis? Very simple. Normally a person says a lie, we would not trust them a second time to say with a second time. We normally wouldn't trust. We all understand that. A person lied once, he just tries a second lie, we're not going to believe him. But where you have a raya, because the shtar was lost, so that's a raya that Itaka did pay. So in such a case, where we have a raya ledvarav, even a Hosea Kafran could say parati a second time. So one day he says parati, and we know it's not true. So the next day he says, well, now parati. Normally we wouldn't believe him. But by a lost shtar, where there's a raya ledvarav, that we believe a person who's a Hosea Kafran to say a second time. That's what comes out from this Gemara on Tezayin Amid Beis. Now let's learn the next piece of Gemara down till the two dots, just Pashim Shat, and then we'll see that there seems to be a stira between the two Maskanas. Two lines at the bottom. V'kafran hoyel v'osel yada name of b'milz. Gemara says, once you start talking about Hosea Kafran, let me tell you a different subject. Damar Rav Yosef bar Min Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Amru loy, say tain loy. Now it seems that this Gemara, sometimes Bezin says, say tain loy, and sometimes Bezin says, chayiv atoli tain loy. What's the difference if Bezin says, say tain loy, or chayiv atoli tain loy? So the way Tosis learns, the say tain loy is a final psak. Bezin says, okay, finished, the Torah is over, go pay. That's say tain loy. Go out and pay. Chayiv atoli tein loy is not a final psak. Chayiv atoli tein loy is like a tentative psak. Bezdin is working through and they're coming out that he has to pay. But it's not a final psak. That's how Taisis learns the difference between the lashon of tsei tein loy or chayiv atoli tein loy, the difference between the two lashonos. So let's see the Gemara. Amru loy tsei tein loy. Bezdin said to someone, go pay, which means a final psak. Vama parati, and he says afterwards, later. It means he says, I paid. Neman. Then he's believed. Ba malva lichtoiv. Let's say the malva comes, and he says, let's write a shtar on this. Ein kaisvim v'naisnim lai. If the malva says, let's write a shtar, ein kaisvim v'naisnim lai. You don't write a shtar. Why don't you write a shtar, Pashup Shat? Because for Chayshish that he paid, so we don't write shtaris. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. And that's really pshita. For chayshah she paid, we're certainly not writing a shtar. The chiddush is the second half. That chayav atalitain lai, if Bezdin didn't give a final psak, here you have a person that wasn't willing to pay till he was schlepped to Bezdin. And Bezdin didn't give a final psak, they say chayav atalitain lai v'ama parati, eini nemen. The says, if he wanted to be schlepped to Bezdin, if he would have just said parati, he'd be believed. Everyone's believed parati on the Milva Bishtar. But once the guy has to be schlepped to Bezdin, he's not willing to pay on his own, so we don't believe him to say parati until there's a final psak. If Bezdin said chayav atalitain lai v'ama parati, eini nemen. And we're talking about Milva Bapeh, where Milva Bapeh is always believed to say parati. But Dafka over here, where the parati is coming in Bezdin, after she was schlepped to Bezdin, eini nemen. Ba milva lichtoiv kaisvim. And here, if the Malva says, write me out a shtar drachta to be teveya, this is a chayshu shlepi, right? So then Bezdin writes, kaisvim in Eislim. There's a, now this is Pashp Shat in the Gemara, the way most Rishayim learn. The Ritva learns, the new Ritva learns, when it says ba malva lichtoiv ain kaisvim in Eislim, that it was a milva alpeh, Bezdin says you have to pay, and ain't kaisiv a nice in life. He wants a big sab, we don't write it. Why don't we write it? So the Ritva says, because we don't want to switch a milva al peh into a milva bishtar. If it's a milva al peh, there's no Bezdin doesn't go and write out a shtar and switch it to a milva bishtar. That's how the Ritva learns, Bom milva lichtav ain't kaisav a nice in life. Like Bilsag of Orcha, the Gemara is telling you that you don't switch a milva al peh into a milva bishtar.
The Ritva means after the
Loiva
said
parati? No. It means at the time Bezdin was Machayev. They don't switch it. So what's hard to understand with that is then why in the Sefer, by Chayev atalitin loy, Bom milva lichtav kaisav a nice in life, why then do you write it? Are you switching a milva alpeh to a milva bishtar? Not so clear. I'm not clear b'chlal why the Ritva didn't learn Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Anyway, that's the way the Ritva learns. The way the others learn, the Rif says b'feirish, that ein kaisiv v'naisim lai, because he's believed to say parati, so you don't give a person a shtar if you're not sure he owes the money. So this is an easy Gemara. It has nothing to do with our sugya. What has to do with our sugya is the next piece. A person on a milva peh is always believed to say parati. Since they're to say parati, Bezdin doesn't write a shtar drachta. Ella iikal afluge hachi hu diikal afluge. You want to say a chilek? Listen to the chilek. Amru loit say tein loy. If Bezdin said a lashon of a final psak v'ama parati. He says, I paid. And the Edim say he didn't pay. So we know he lied about that money. So now he's also Kafir. We're never going to believe him anymore about this money. He's going to have to prove he paid. That's all after the final psak of Bezdin. Bezdin gave a final psak. The man says, Parati is a liar. If Bezdin didn't give a final psak, Bezdin is deliberating. You could tell that Bezdin is going to be mechayev him. And he lied. He said parati. And Edim say it's not true. And now later he says, I paid later. He's not a zekafer when he said parati before the final psak of Bezdin. My time looks, there's a reason for that. Because until there's a final psak of Bezdin, he's stalling off the time. So he's hoping Adamaini be Rabbanu Medini. Until Bezdin gives out a final psak, who knows what'll happen? So he's stalling. So he lied. So that doesn't make him a chosek kafir. Masha'en came when Bezdin gave a final psak. The person says parati. So he's a chosek kafran, and a chosek kafran is not neman to say a second time. So this is what comes out from the Gemara so far. There's still one more Maisa to come. But so far it's very easy. The Gemara what said here, what Gemara said here is that a Hochzeh Kafran You lie once, you don't get a chance. We don't give you a chance to lie a second time. If you said parati once, you can't come and say parati again later, because you're not nema. This is not a steal to the previous Gemara, because like Tosis said, that everyone agrees. Stama who's a kafir can't say a second time. And the previous Gemara was different. Why was the previous Gemara, when Rava said who's a kafir, he could say it again? So Taisa said, because there the shtar was lost. By a lost shtar, Zakafrin is believed to say a second time. He has a raya. He's not just saying a tiny, he has a raya. Here, it's not talking about any lost shtar. So Mimela, there's no stira in the two sugyas. Everything is very smooth. Problem is now from the ending of the Gemara. Let's see. Omar Rabba Barbachana Omar Rabiyach. Monoli biyadcha. Vahala oimer ein lecha biyadi klum. Va'edim idem oise shiyesh lai. Which means he's a chuzik kafir. Here, what's the chiddush of this case? The chiddush is here, he's a chuzik kafir in front of Edim, not in front of Bezdin. Still, chuzik kafir lo yisei mamin. And he's a chuzik kafir. So this, what's the extra chiddush here? The first case was, he lied by Bezdin. Here he lied in front of Edim, also Hosea Kafrin. Kihad de Shaptoi Bere de Rebbe Marinos. Kosov law le kalsei, it's the law de Milsa. Now this story is going to make the whole problem in the Sukkah. Here, a man wrote to his daughter in law. He guaranteed a ksuba. And in the ksuba, he guaranteed her, besides the regular ksuba, was whatever, 200 or 400, whatever, how much money he gave her. He said he'll give her itztala de milsa b'ksuvasa. In addition to the regular ksuba, he'll give her a nice piece of clothing. V'kibla alei. Irchis ksuvasa. Here she lost the ksuba. Now, the fact that she lost the ksuba is going to make this whole Gemara into a problem. All right, let's learn the Gemara. But here it's different than the rest of this Amid. Because here we again have a lost shtar. Right? So here we're going to have, since she lost the ksuba, we're going to have problems. But let's see the psak. She lost the ksuba. Amar la, lo hadvar mi'ayla. I never promised you, and it's the Lord of Milsa, I never promised it to you. He denied it. Did he deny the rest of the ksuba? It's not. Feistos, look, it's his daughter-in-law. She, her husband died. He has to make sure that she gets a ksuba. It's fine. But he denied the extra amount. Also, Sadi Vamri in Kosovla. He did promise it to her. So now, he's also Kafrin. L'saif amalu parati. Then he says, I paid. And she denied it. Also, kameder abchia amalai. Also, Kafrin lo yisei yitzlo. When you lie about something, you can't come with a second taina. Your hosa kafir and loisa yitzdala. So this whole amid, there's no machloikas here. It's like a kishmak asugi, right? Nothing to argue about. The whole amid here, Yitzayinam and Aleph says that there's a rule. You caught lying once about something, can't say second time. So you don't get a second chance. If you caught lying about something one time, you're going to have to prove parati later. Dover amistaver and a very easy gemara. Problem is, that this last case of the ksuba, we have a problem. It's taka true, if you lie once, we don't believe you a second time. However, Rava, back on the Tazayin Amud Beis, said that there's an exception to that. Rava said, Mishum duch zekafer chad azim da sulai parakla. Rava said, there is a case where hol zekafer kataina again. What was Rava's kavana? What's the case? So Tosis said, the case is, where the Teveya lost a shtar. If a Teveya loses a shtar, so it's taka true that this Hosea Kafrin is something suspicious about him. He lied once, he'll lie again. But the Teveya, there's something suspicious about him too. Why did he lose a shtar? People don't lose a shtar. So Tosis, if someone lost a shtar, then even a Hosea Kafrin could say a second time. That's what the Gemara said on Tezayin Amud Beis. You have a problem. This last story was also a lost shtar. It was Irchis Ksuvasa. Here, the woman lost her shtar. There's also a reyesa to her that she lost the shtar. So now it's a stira, the two sugyas. The previous sugya says that if you lose a shtar, a hosa kafrin can come, and he can say a taina a second time. Rava said, Rava said that if you lie once, you could say a second time if there's a lost shtar. And here in the story of Shabtoi, they paskin that he can't say a second taida, even though it's also a case of a lost shtar. So the Shita Mukabat says he brings the Rishayim, that is the Kasha. That here you have one sugya of Hosea Kafrin, and it's a stereo from the beginning of the sugya to the end of the sugya. There's no machlaikis here on Yud Zayin that Hosea Kafrin cannot taina again. And the Gemara brings Kiha, the Shabtoi, it brings a story, and in that story there was a lost shtar. So here we see that a lost shtar, your Hosea Kafrin cannot be chayzev etay. And that's a stira to the way Tosis at least explained Rava, that when there's a lost shtar, a person who's Hosea Kafrin could be chayzev etay. So the kasha is that it's a stira of the two cases. Could you come up with a difference between the two cases? Any difference? Why? Nobody wants to lose a shtar.
No, because you're the other half.
Yeah. So therefore
it's not suspicious,
you definitely
doesn't want to lose it.
Okay, good. Okay. Answers this terrorist. The Shita Mukhubetza says that the difference between the two cases is a higher pashta difference. Normally, a person loses a shtar, it's a reisa. What does it mean it's a reisa if you lose a shtar? We punish you for losing it? It's not a punishment. Reisa means we assume the shtar was paid up if you lost it. Well, people don't lose shtaris. If a person doesn't take good care of his shtar, we are suspicious that the shtar was paid. Why does a person lose a shtar? So at the Zayin Amid Beis, Rava says that a person who's a Hosea Kafrin could be Chayzev Etayin, could come and say a second Taina, even though normally once you lie, you can't lie again. But he has a Raya. I proved to you it's paid. The person lost the shtar. A lost shtar is a Raya to me that it was paid. So therefore, with a Raya, we say you can be Chayzev Etayin. In the case of the Ksuba, he was maida he didn't pay the Ksuba. He didn't say parati. He was maida he didn't pay the Ksuba. He just said, I didn't promise her an itzbala. I didn't promise her this fancy piece of clothing. The rest of the Ksuba I'm ready to pay. Just I never paid her the itzbala. And since she lost the Ksuba, she couldn't prove it until she brought Eidim. In that case, a Hosea Kafrin can't be Chayzev Etayin. Because what's he going to have to say? I could be Chayzev Etayin. I have a Raya, I'm right, because she lost the Ksuba. If she lost the Ksuba, it's a Raya, it was paid. There, when she lost the Ksuba on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, her losing the Ksuba is not a Raya, it was paid. Because everyone admits that the 200 Zuz or the 400 Zuz, however much money was in the Ksuba, wasn't paid. Everyone agrees it wasn't paid. They're only arguing if there was a chiyuv itzdala. There, when she lost the ksuba, we know for sure, why did she lose the ksuba? Because she's a shlamazel. We know that for sure. Because the lamaisa, everyone agrees it wasn't paid. So we know that she lost the ksuba, not because it was paid. She lost it because she's not responsible. She lost the ksuba. I don't even say shlamazel in the keva. Shlamazelas. Right? Why did she lose the ksuba? It's not a, normally someone loses a shtar, it's a raya was paid. But yurcha shtara, yurcha ksuvasa, it's like the shita, it's not a raya was paid. Because it wasn't, we know it wasn't paid. So her losing the ksuba there is not a raya parati. It's not a raya that he paid the itztala. Because lamai says, my he didn't pay the rest. So therefore, on your dinam and aleph, Hosea Kafrin can't be Chayzev Etayin. He has no raya to himself. Ante Zayin, where he's Chayzev Etayin, he paid the whole shtar, so he has a raya to himself, because he says he paid the whole shtar. So his loss is a raya. But But in Yudzayin Amid Aleph, by Yechus Ksuba Asa, it's no riot to him because she lost the Ksuba. Because her losing the Ksuba, she shouldn't have lost it anyway. The Ksuba wasn't paid. So you can't say, since she lost the Ksuba, it's a proof he gave her the Yitzhala. It's no proof. Because when she lost the Ksuba here, she lost it, even though it wasn't paid. So Mela says that the Shidduch Kupet says that's the difference between the two Gemaras. The problem with the Teretz of the Gemara is a very good Teretz. The problem is that when the Torah brings down this Gemara, La Halacha, he does not say, the way he sets up the case, he doesn't set up the case with Dafka and Itzdala. He sets up the case with the person who was timing about the Itzdala that it wasn't the whole Ksuba. The Torah doesn't bring stories. The Gemara brings a story, and we're going to learn halachas from it. When the Torah brings the Maisa of the Ksuba, he brings the Maisa that there was nothing left to be paid in the Ksuba. So if there's nothing left to be paid in the Ksuba, the whole Shittu Mekubetzes teretz falls off. The Shittu Mekubetzes is based that he's saying parati on the Yitzdala and not on the rest of the Ksuba. But if you would say parati on everything, then the Shita says he would be believed, then he would be a Hosek Hafra, and then since there's a Reis that Ishtar was lost, the Hosek Hafra is believed. But the Torah brings that he said parati on everything, and he's still not believed. So the Shita Mukubetz's Teretz can't hold true like the way the Torah brings down the Din.
The Torah passing
is like Rava, yes, by Hosek Kafrin with a Reisa, he passes like Rava. And by the Ksuba, when the Ksuba was lost, he doesn't pass like Rava. So it's the Stira comes back. So the Ktsais comes and offers a second Teretz on the Stira. Obviously, his Teretz is going to be good, light, the Torah also. The Ktsais is Simas Samach Hei, Sivkot Nehei. He says a second Teretz on the original Kasha. His teretz will be good light to everyone. Again, what's the original kasha? Why on Tezayinu Midbeis, the Kafrin could say a second Tainu when the Shtar is lost? And why Yudzayinu Mid Aleph, the Kafrin can't say a second Tainu when the Shtar is lost? So the Ktsais, Kedarkai, says Alamdisha Chilik. He says that by Yehoshua Kafran, it depends what you tainted the first time. It depends what you said when you lied. If you said, Antesayinu Midbeis, parati, and then you quote a liar, and then you say again, parati, so Yehoshua Kafran, we don't believe you. If the shtar was lost, then we do believe you. That's the rule of Yehoshua Kafran. And that rule, Rava's rule, stands. If you said stam one taina, and then you say second taina, normally, if the shtar is lost, you're believed. The case of Reb Shabtoi is different for a different reason. Why did he taina the first time? The first time he said, lahadam, lo yoyed var me'ayim. He said, it's not true. In the Gemara's case, he said, I never owed you an itzdala. Or in the Torah's case, he said, I never owed you a ksuba. He said, lahadam. He denied the entire thing. Now, it ends up he's a liar. Adam say it's true. When a person says, kol ha'oimer loy lo visi, ka'oimer loy parati. If somebody says, in Bezdin, a taina about himself, so we know Hoidos Baldin is Kamei Eidim. If you say something about yourself, we believe you about yourself. If a person says in Bezdin, I never borrowed money, he's saying I never paid back. By the Ksuba, when this Shabtoi said, Lo Yoya Devara Me'ayim, I never was Machayim myself and it's the law to this woman. When he says that, it's Ka'aymer Loi Parati. If he says, I never obligated myself to her, he is saying, Pe Mole, I never I never paid her. What would be the din? Let's say someone's teveya you, and you say lo hayu davar meyayla. Someone says I borrowed money from you. I lent you money. Someone says I lent you money. You say it never happened. Eidim come, and they say it's true you borrowed money. It's taka emes. And then you're caught on a lie, so you say parati. And you bring Aiden that you paid. You bring two Aiden that you paid. What's the thing going to be? First you tried lie love, you see, you're caught lying. Now you say, I really paid, and you bring Aiden that you paid. You know what the halach is? What's the thing? Well, it's not your question. Your question is only in the middle of the year. It does about the end. Usually you bring two items that you paid, you lose. Once you said loy lo visi, you're saying loy parati. What? If you had a good amasli, we believe. But if a person says loy lo visi, and even if he brings aidim that he paid, he's not believed. Emes? That's a pashta din. Right? Even though Adam say you paid, yeah, you have to pay, because you yourself said you didn't pay when you said Lai Lavisi. Let me ask you a question. If I say Loyadvar Miyala, I never obligated you. And Adam say I did. And now I say Parati. And I want to bring a Raya Parati. I have a Raya Parati, because you lost the shtar. That's a Raya to me that I paid. The raya from the fact that you lost the shtar can't be stronger than two eidim. If two eidim say I paid, doesn't help, because kalay malay lavisi, kalay malay parati. So now when I want to say I paid, and I'll prove I'm right because you lost the shtar, that proof from the fact that you lost the shtar is not a proof that I paid. Because I already admitted I didn't pay. When I said, loy lovisi, loy hoy dvar mi'aylam, if I say I'm not obligated to give a ksuba, I'm saying I'm not obligated, I never paid. So when a person says his first taina, he says, loy hoy dvar mi'aylam. Later on, he's not going to be able to taina parati. Because once in your first taina you admitted loy parati, then you can't taina a second taina. Even with a raya that the shtar is lost. Because you can't bring rayas if you already admitted that loy parati. So zaktik tzais, it depends on the story. Normally, a hochzik kafrin can't taina a second taina. Except, Rava said, when could you taina a second taina? If you have a raya to yourself, because the other person lost the shtar. But even this din, that you could taina a second taina, if you have a raya to yourself, that's only if your second taina doesn't contradict you yourself. Like on Tezayin Amid Beis. Tezayin Amid Beis, your second taina didn't contradict yourself. The person lied once, he said parati in January. He's a liar. Then he says parati in February. So he's Naman because he has a raya from the Loshtar. By the story of Shaptoi, his first taina was Lo Yadvar Mi'aylam. He's a liar. He wants to say a second taina. He wants to be believed with the second taina with the raya from the lost star. But your second taina is parati. So therefore, you're not nemo with a second taina on your. You're bringing a raya from the lost star. The lost star is no raya. So that's the Ksaisis Teretz. He said, Loy Advar Mi'aylam. No. Loy Parati. He said, I never was Machayim myself in the Ksuva. So it's like saying Loy Parati.
But that was Loy Parati before.
Oh, so he says Loy Parati in January. Now he wants to say Parati in February.
So why doesn't it work?
Good. Why doesn't it work Parati in February? Because what's the only reason he could have an emunah to say Parati in February if he brings a raya from what? From the lost star, but the lost star is no raya because the lost star was already lost in January, and it was lost in January. And at that time, he said loy parati, right? He said loy lavisi, which is the same as loy parati. So since in January there was already a law shtar, and at that time he said loy parati, he's admitting that the shtar is being lost is not a raya that he paid. So now in February, when he says parati, he can't say I have a raya from the law shtar, because the law shtar is no raya to him. Because if loy lavisi would not be loy parati, then the whole thing wouldn't be true.
No, the Rava's case, the law shtar is a raya. Why? Because first the shtar was there, and he went and he said parati and ate them, proved them wrong, so he didn't pay. So he's a liar. What's the cop? Now in February the shtar got lost, and now he comes and says a new claim of parati. So he's believed, because why is the shtar lost? The shtar is a raya. In this case. No,
if he would have said parati the first time, let's say the first time he said parati, and Adam said imanu hayisem ba'isayim b'makom flayim, the shtar was already lost. But the Adam are not saying he didn't. The Adam are saying when he claims he paid on January whatever, that was
he
couldn't have been there. He wasn't there ba'isayim.
So now, the lost shtar is not right anymore because it was already lost already. Now he can't go and claim, oh, now I paid.
If he tines parati later, you mean?
Right. Well, no,
he has to tell the second tainer will have to be a tainer that he paid before the shtar was lost. Before we know the shtar was lost. But not the way he said it his first tainer. First time he claimed he paid. His second tainer could be even he paid earlier. Could be. If he tines, the first time he tines, he paid in January. And the second time he comes, he can't say he paid before January because that would be a steer with his previous tainer. So yesterday, pay later. So you mean if the shtar was lost before the first pirayin? Why was that true? He's not saying there was ever a time after the shtar was lost that he hadn't paid. What you're saying is that the shtar was lost at a certain time. He claims he paid later. So therefore what? So if he claims he paid later, he admits the shtar was lost before it was paid.
Then the shtar gets lost. Now he can go and he paid it already. Because why is the shtar lost?
Stem, you're right. Stem, you're right. The tzais is only being masberit the way the Gemara's case is. But you're right. Something wrong with what you're saying. I'm not sure. It seems to stem the way you're saying it. That if he says parati in February and he admits the shtar was lost in January. I know he found it.
I can tell you, you're right. I lied in January, I tried to get away with it. A week later, he found it. And he came back, he said, well, it was Gemara. He found it a week later. So now I have it. He said, sure, I'll be on. Now I send Peru on that. Now the fact that there's another shark, I'm not going to Peru with it.
It must have not been Ben Asmanim. Found it in his Gemara.
Yeah.
So you're right, okay. All right, he's explaining it the way I'm explaining it. There's some Gemara's tears this way. I'll take a look at the size. All right. Akapanim, that's the chiluk. So what comes out in the Dina? It comes out the end of the sugya. Hugza Kafran is not believed. According to everybody. Hugza Kafra with a lost star. That was the Machlaikas Ravavo and Rava. We pass like Rava. You are believed. Except in such a case where the law shtar is not a raya, so there the Hosea Kafrin is not believed. That's the Gemara Vaita. Gemara brings in another case of Hosea Kafrin. Omer Ababin, Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hayachai Lechaver Shvua, Vomer Nishbati, Vaidim Yidim Oisai Shalai Nishbat, Hosea Kafrin Oisai Shvua, Vaita. You can't tie a second tie on that Shvua. Omro Kamedi Rabavo, Amalu, Estavi Milsadi Rabavin. If he was mechayev himself voluntarily a shvua, nema. Ovid inish the mikri va'amar. Because ovid inish, a hard thing to understand this, ovid inish the mikri va'amar. Gemara says that when a person voluntarily is mechayev himself a shvua, so a person later pushes people off. If I feel like voluntarily I said I'll swear. And you come like with a ha'aza, you demand it from me, I tell you, I push you off. So it's lav dafka is also kafran. Something that he has to do al pi psak bez, then that's also kafran. Ajua kamei derabavin amaluhu anonami bebezden ami taka only in bez. Nima nami amarabavin amaloi amarabiyachman. Hayachayv lechaveiro yishvua bebezden varmin nishbati vaydemidin leiser shloim nishba hukse kafran leiser shvu. So that's the end of the sugya of hukse kafran. So we have here the Gemara three chidushim. Hosek kafran in Bezdin is not believed. Hosek kafran in front of Edom is not believed. And now hosek kafran on a Shmua is also not believed. That's the sugya segemar. Gemara now turns to a new sugya. Amar Abasi, Amar Abiech. We really started. The whole thing started with finding shtaris in the street. So come back. Amar Abiech. Hamaitzi shtar chay b'shuk. V'kosa by hempik. It's a good star. We know this, we know that the cost of Lovais Velava. The cost of Bai Zman I Bai Biyayim. And the Zman is Bai Biyayim. Yaziru Labailam. What does Zman I mean? Zman that was written or the Zman of the Pirayim? How do you understand the Gemara? Cost of Bai Zman I Bai Biyayim. Tava took place that day. No, I would think even if it's the shtar says the date that it's due is that day, because we have a chazaka people don't pay early. Maybe this day he paid. Maybe the same day he paid. It's funny, when I originally learned the Gemara, I thought kasa b'zmano means this day of pirayim, and the Gemara says people don't pay exactly that day. But I saw Pnei Shua says Beferish, Kasa by Zmani by Biyai means that the Shtar was written that day. Like you're saying. What? Everybody pays. Everybody pays. Well, let's see Lashon HaGemara. The Kasa by Zmani by Biyai. And the Zman said it was written today. As you wrote the Bible. Why? Yimishum Kasa Vlovais Vlai Lava Kempi. Or Kasa by Hempi. Yimishum Parayin. The Priya Bas Yoima Loi Chayshina. What does that mean? That we're not Chayshish, that a person is going to pay on the same day that the loan took place. So the Priya Bas Yoima Loi Chayshina. Good. So that's what it means. And sure, he has a kasha. He talked a little bit the Gemara, like we're saying. He's talking Mukhur for the Gemara later. He says, Tam Halva Shloishim Yoim. We have a chazaka, people don't pay early. So, if stam avash loishim yayim, even if you find it within the 30 days, you should be able to give it back. Because we assume he didn't pay. But you know, just as I'm saying it now, I remember Teretz, I don't think he says this. We went above a basra, we had the rule, ain't other prayer to esmanai. We had dasim yashach. That said, Ein Adam Pareta Ismanai is only a shtar where you set a date for Pirayim. On the rule of Stam Halvah Shloishim Yayim, there's no rule of Ein Adam Pareta Ismanai. Because a person borrows Stama, he may mean to pay in a week. He may mean to pay when he gets his paycheck. He may mean. If he sets a date, then we have an assumption he's not going to pay earlier than that date. But if he doesn't set a date, if it's Stam Halvah Shloishim Yayim, then a person does pay early. Because whatever he had in das to pay, it could be. So that would l'chayri etzah p'nei shu'as kasha, that he is here at stam avah shloshim yayim. So by stam avah shloshim yayim, we don't say a person doesn't pay early, a person could pay early.
So what if you wrote in the shtar as an opening of the door? Meaning, you're not stam, but it's not
daily. Chinami, he wrote in the shtar open-ended. He wrote b'feirish what? That the payable on demand or something.
You pay back when you have the money.
Pay back when you have the money.
It's not stone. It's 30 days.
Yeah, it says beferish, you can do whatever you want. Okay. Alright, so Frank the Gemara, is that true that a person doesn't pay back that day? You yourself, Huda Amrit Mishmeid Rav Yechanan, you yourself, Rabasi, said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Shtar Shalavabai Uparai. A star with which you borrow and repay Eina chayz of alayva bay. Shekfar nimchal shibudai. The shibud is gone. If I do loan number one on a shtar, so the shtar is on loan number one. If I pay, now I want a new loan number two on the same shtar, that shtar is kvar nimchal shibudai. The shibud is gone. The power of the shtar is only the first loan. Amos, what's the case? Ilayma lamachar ulayaymach achra. If you're going to say that it's a day later or 2 days later, my area should find them chashivudai. It's possible you can't use the shtar. Typically, the havelay mugdim. The shtar is a predated shtar. V'tanash shtari chayv amugdamim psulim. You all know that a predated shtar is possible because you get a manai mishubadim too early. Eloya la biyayme. Must be that it's the same day. Alma pari and shibiyayme. We see people do pay the same day. How could you say people don't pay the same day? Amaleya pushed the terrace. Mika aminad lo pari klal. I didn't say it's impossible that a person paid the same day. Lo shchichi in shi depari biyayme kamin. I just say it's not shchich. All right, this din, shtar shalava ve yopari ena chayzav alayva bayi. Is actually a machlekes hapaiskim, what it means, almost what's pashut pshat. What's the case? I borrow money from you, and we write a shtar. Let's say we date the shtar today, and I borrow money, and then I pay you back. So you give me back the shtar, it's all finished. Later that day, I'd like to borrow money again. I tell you, I have a shtar. So the Gemara says, what? If I do it again with the same shtar, then what? Shtar? No, same day. It's the same day. It's dated the fifth day of Nisan, and I borrowed in the morning, I paid back in the morning. In the afternoon, I come to you, I say, you know what? I gave you the shtar, I gave you money, and we did it back. I'll do a new loan, I'll give you the same shtar. So what does our Gemara say? What does the Gemara really say? If I do it, then what? Then what? Huh? Then what? What's wrong? Then it's a milvah peh. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Or could you understand differently? What? Why is it a problem? So Gemara is saying normally a shtar creates a shibud. So here the shtar doesn't create a shibud. You're making the shibud. So it's a milvah peh. So let's say I want to use the shtar to manai the milvah peh. I could do it. So the Shach and the Sma have a machlokes, and it seems to be a simple case, in the Gemara's case, but what's pshat in this Gemara? I borrow money from you with a shtar, and I pay you back. And now I would like to borrow money with the same shtar a second time. So what is the din of the shtar? So the Sma says that I could borrow with the same shtar again. Just, they are no mishubadim. It's nimcha shibudai. They know shibudim. But if I borrow money a second time with the shtar, you can take out the shtar to prove I didn't pay. It's no problem. No problem. I give you the shtar. It's pashit, no? I give you a shtar. It's shash nimcha shibudai. But it says I owe you $100. And now you take out $100. I say parati. You say I have a shtar. So zok the sma. The Gemara is only saying that you can't use a shtar a second time for shibudim, for mishubadim. For mishubadim, you can't use a shtar a second time. But to prove that there was a loan and you didn't pay, that it's a good shtar. It's only shtar shanim for shibudai. Al-Khair, that's Pash Pashat in the Gemara. Using a shtar a second time is only no good for mishubadim. The Shach brings a tshuva sarivash. He says, it's not true. It's not true. You can't use the shtar a second time for anything. Why? Because the Edom who signed the shtar, they're signing on the first loan. The Edom who signed the shtar, they signed on the first loan. And that loan is paid. Now, you want to use the same piece of paper on a second loan? That's a falsha shtar. The Edom didn't sign on the second loan. The Edom signed on the first loan. So, the second shtar, shenimcha shibudai, it's not only mishubadim you can't use it for. You can't use it for a loan bechlal, a second shtar. It doesn't prove the second loan. Because the kayach of a shtar is its edim, and there are no edim on the second loan. This is the shach's taina. What's wrong with the shach's taina? Anybody? Therefore, the problem with the shach's taina is that Eidim never sign on a specific loan. You're allowed to write, I can take two Eidim, sign a shtar I borrowed from someone, and you could sign it before the shtar. It's not a chsarin. You're allowed to sign a shtar, it's not even true. I didn't borrow yet. But I can go over to you, as long as I'm the loiva, I can say sign the shtar, and later I'll give it to him, then it'll be a raya. So the Sma holds that when Adam sign a shtar, they're not signing on a specific loan. So you could use it for one loan, you could use it for two loans. The Rivash holds no. The Rivash holds that when Adam sign on a shtar, they're signing on the first loan that's going to be done with that shtar. Etaka don't know which loan it's going to be. But they're signing on whatever first loan is going to be with the shtar. And more than that, you can't do it the same shtar. You can only do one. And you can't do a second one. That's the machloikis. It's a little hard to understand the tain of the shach. What does it mean? The Edom only signing on the first loan, not on the second loan. They're not signing on any loan. It's much easier to understand the smas tain. Oh yeah, I'll have to be. No, I could prove it. You see, the sma holds. I could prove. Adam say I paid. So the malva kataini I lent him a second time. I'll prove it to you. I have the shtar in my hand. What raya do I need? The shtar from the other my boy. All I need is a shtar. But why was the shtar by me? I'm tithing. If I were tithing, you never paid me, and you bring Edom, you paid, you're certainly right. Here, I'm tithing that Yitaka paid me. I'm not Sosa the Edom. But I borrowed money from you again in the afternoon based on the shtar. Why isn't it a raya, shtar chabiyadi, my boy? My shtar is a raya that you borrow money from me. No? Just like the two Edom who shtar lev up ishena malvi ime, at that time there's no loan. But later there's a loan. Why can't there be a second loan?
According to the smile,
why? Smile's a little easier.
Why is it then that he can't use it? According to the end, is,
who says he can't use it?
The question is, he says, don't do it. Ain't a place with a lawyer. Why should my uncle she do it? He says, don't do it. Why not? According to the smile, there's a very big game of doing it. I say myself.
Some you shouldn't do it. You're going to end up being teveh from Lekuchish like it did. If the Malva and Leiva are going to be in cahoots, they'll end up being Teveya from the Lekucha Shalaika Din, so we don't want them to do it.
So why wouldn't there be a call? So why wouldn't we go ahead?
There's no coil on a second loan the same day. How do
they know?
It's not, that's the way people talk. I'll give you back the shtar that you gave me. I mean, if they fake people out, they can make a coil, but you can always make a coil by faking people. If you tell the truth, they won't make a coil, a second loan, the same shtar. A crook would use a shtar mukdam. That's why we don't write shtar mukdamis, because they could be used as a raya.
No,
and stam shtar mukdam. A pidin, a stam shtar mukdam could be used as a raya. The machlekes we shine him if we can't say him and we don't accept it at all. I think it's machlekes maybe Rashi and Taisus. But it's not the ikar adin. The raya is a good raya. Which is a big concept person who wrote a shtar mukdam. Here's an Ashtar Mogdim. I mean, maybe it's also a Ashtar. That's not what the Rivash, that's not the Shach. The Shach kind is that it's Bechla, not a Halvar, the second time.
I'm asking about the Sma. I'm asking, according to the Sma, it's just that we're worried about the
Lekuchas,
that's why
you know. Stam and Ashtar Mogdim, I assume we passed in that you could manai for Lekuchas. You could use it as a Raya on the loan, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Kahana Amar Kishachayiv Maida. Talking a case when the person who is obligated is Maidi. Hachi Meilam Hemretz Pashim. Maldetayim. Haimir for Pare, Vaida Kamalai Parati, Mishum de Kaboi, Mahadil, the Misfa Bezim Nachisi. Maybe he's only trying to get the shtar to use again. Lepshiti de Safra Chayish. Kamash Malan, that we believe him. Dimke Malva Gufe Le Shavik. Savish Shami Be Rabban, no Mashti Didi. In fact, the Gemara, Mashnome Hodidna. Matzah Shtari Chayiv. We learned in the Mishnah that started this whole sugya that if you find the shtar chayiv yesh b'machrayis the chasam layazer, v'kaminu k'shachayim ma'ida u'mishum shem akasam v'lovayis v'nissim v'loy lava atishrei v'asla mitrif l'kuchayis v'nissim v'at tishrei shalai k'din v'loy amina dim kei malva gufei loy shavik. We don't say that the malva is afraid to make such an arrangement. Domalek so shtar achrina b'tishrei. We don't say that he's afraid. We are chayshish. Amri, hasam shem dislei ravcha. Where he gains, he'll be a crook. What does he gain? The katarach lekuchas misavat tishrei. So therefore, he gains by writing an earlier shtar. Meidech nichalei v'loyam avloy midi. But hacha, what are you going to gain? You gain the cost of a shtar. Hacha kivin the leslei ravcha. The malva doesn't pay for shtaris. He has no gain. The Saif Shtara here, no Kasiv, Ma'ik. The Shtara is today's date. So he doesn't gain, he came on for many Lakuchis, Ma'ik. The Katar of Lakuchis, Bishtashinim Shachri Budai. So what's he going to hope? I'll get away with being Tarish Dush, Bishtashinim Shachri Budai. Why Shavik, a person, he's not going to take a chance on losing, using a bad Shtar if he has nothing to gain. So therefore, a person wouldn't do something like that with such a Shtar. Okay, so this is the end of the of this inyan of shtaris. So we have left. Tomorrow we'll do this last piece of Gemara. When we make it to the next Mishnah, it depends how long you want to sit.